This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to meet Saturday with Chinese President Xi Jinping at the Group of 20 summit in Osaka, Japan. The president will try to restart trade negotiations between the countries that broke off last month. Asked whether he expects President Xi to put a trade deal offer on the table, Trump sounded optimistic.
It'll be an exciting day. A lot of people are talking about it, and it's very interesting, and it's going to come out hopefully well for both countries, and ultimately it will work out.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said this week that Trump did not agree to any preconditions for the high-stakes meeting with Xi and is maintaining his threat to impose new tariffs on Chinese goods. Trump has threatened another $325 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese goods, which would cover just about everything China exports to the U.S. that is not already covered by the current 25% tariff. China has slapped its own tariffs on U.S. products, including those produced by financially strapped American farmers. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden has defended his civil rights record after California Senator Kamala Harris harshly criticized him in Thursday night's Democratic presidential debate. Speaking at the Reverend Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition Civil Rights Organization in Chicago, Biden highlighted his efforts for equality.
I co-sponsored the Equal Rights Amendment. I supported making the Equity Act in law and make the law of the land today. I voted for the Civil Rights Act of 1990 to ban employment discrimination.
Biden is widely regarded as the front-runner in the Democratic field, but Harris's performance in Thursday's debate has helped raise her profile. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will decide on President Trump's bid to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which is aimed at illegal immigrants brought to the United States as children. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
A decision is expected by June of next year, in time for the 2020 election. DACA is the program set up during the Obama administration that shields young immigrants from deportation. President Trump ordered an end to the program in 2017, resulting in protest and a failed congressional effort to salvage it. The president spoke to reporters in January.
I would consider DACA, but I think we complicated it. I'd rather have the Supreme Court rule and then work with the Democrats on DACA.
Federal courts in California, New York, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. blocked the president from ending DACA immediately. A federal judge in Texas declared it illegal, but did not order that it be stopped. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Iran's deputy foreign minister says European countries need to buy more of his country's oil or consider lines of credit for Tehran if Iran is to stay within the limits of the 2015 nuclear deal. Abbas Araghchi made the statement after meeting with officials from France, Germany, Britain, Russia, China, and the European Union in Vienna Friday.
Well, as I explained, I cannot name it as a breakthrough, but I can say it was somehow a good progress.
Iran is threatening to surpass the maximum amount of enriched uranium allowed by the deal in response to U.S. economic sanctions imposed in the past year. Meanwhile, the U.S. Special Representative on Iran accused the country of routinely engaging in unsafe behavior at sea and of attacking commercial shipping in recent weeks. Brian Hook said at a news conference in London that Iran is responsible for several incidents that have inflamed tensions in the region.
Iran was responsible for the attacks on four tankers around the port of Fujairah, two tankers in the Gulf of Oman, and the shooting down of a U.S. unmanned aircraft in international airspace.
Hook called upon the international community to work with the U.S. in preventing what he called Iran's threats to freedom of navigation. Iran has denied all the charges. At the Women's World Cup in France, Megan Rapinoe struck twice as the United States beat the host country 2-1 to set up a semifinal clash with England. Rapinoe opened the scoring in the fifth minute with a free kick from the left that went in untouched. After the interval, the U.S. survived some French pressure, but the 33-year-old Rapinoe added her second goal in the 65th minute. France got back in the game with a Wendy Renard header in the 81st, but it was not enough. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News. Country Heat.